you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part three of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
But when you get down when decisions have been made, you just tell them what to do. Now, when you get through playing with the devil and carrying on conversations, whether it is God or not to do, whether should, you go ahead and talk to him, because you got authority over it. People give the devil more respect than they get their kids. Let's go a little bit further. Colossians 1:11. Now, on Colossians 1:11, we want to pay attention to the point that we're still talking about reclaim God's power. The power belongs to you. 1:11 reads, strengthened with all might. We're strengthened. We are strengthened. Reclaim the power. We are strengthened with all might or power according to God's glorious power. Our power comes from his power. Our strength comes from his power. We are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with what? With the joyfulness. Let me read that to you in Amplified. In Amplified, it says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power. Remember, we're talking about coping with a difficult day. During a difficult day, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory. According to your might? According to his might, to the point to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearing with joy. Why do they say that? Because if they're saying they're laying you off and they're not sure if they're laying you off, it may be several months before they do that. So in the midst of that, you got to persevere. Knowing what? Knowing that you got the power of God on your behalf, that it'll be well with me. But yet you might be there. You don't just say, because they say they may be laying people off, you up and quit. You know, you say, look, you know, whatever it is going to be good for me. They just said maybe. But meanwhile, during that period of time, you might be persevering, because if you don't persevere in faith, you'd be worrying and doubting unbelief. I wonder if I'm going to be one laid off. Oh, I sure hope they keep me. I wonder if they're going to keep me. Well, the doctor said I may. He says touch and go. I don't know. I wonder if it's a... No. You got to set the end at the beginning. All I know is I win no matter what they do. All I know is I'm healed no matter what's going on. All I know is I'm blessed financially no matter what's going on, as long as I'm not contributing to the problem. You see what I'm saying? You have to state the end at the beginning. If Satan comes to you with something, you know what? This too shall pass. Because I have the strength of the Lord. I'm strengthened by his power and by his might. I know I'd be upset if it was my power, my might, but I'm talking about his power and his might. And he's got unlimited. He is the almighty. And because of his might and his power that's active in my life, I know that's more than enough. I may not have any faith in my ability, but I got faith in the power of God working in my life and working on my behalf. All will be well with me. What do you think? It doesn't matter what you think. All will be well with me. And it doesn't matter what other people think about it. You got to make decisions, because your faith is your faith. And you believe. And you and God are majority. So you can believe for whatever you need, healing, prosperity, whatever. But you got to exercise your faith. You can't exercise your ability to fear, your ability to worry. And that's the natural state. I'm not going to make it. My company, my business, my this, my that. We're not going to make it. You got to already make up your mind when you start. I'm going to make it. I don't care how long it takes or whatever or not. I'm going to make it. And Satan, you're not going to hinder or delay. I'm pushing you out of my way. I prosper, and I prosper in God's time and God's season. And you do everything you know to do, and you stay with it, and that's how you prosper. You ever know anybody to quit the one? You know anybody running the 440, and maybe the person running the third 440 relay, and the third person just says, you know what, I quit. And then they get a trophy at the end for winning? I don't think that's ever happened. I watched the Olympics normally every 4 years or so, and I don't remember a time when somebody quit running and they won. Why? Because it's definite quitters never win, and it's definite winners never quit. That's a fact. If you quit, no way you're going to win. So you never stop. You just keep pressing. You make a mistake, you find a more intelligent way to go, but you keep pressing, and you keep pressing. If you win, lose this race, you come back and run the next one. You practice in between, and you keep pressing, and you win. But too many people don't have the strength to persevere and to endure, because they say to land them off, they don't know who, and they start worrying and fretting right then. You don't get upset about it. If you feel you're going to need to make some more plans, but don't fret. Just go make your plans. That's why I say all that worrying and fretting is wasteless, because it's not productive. Doesn't do anything. Again, I'm going to read that one more time and amplify it and finish reading it this time. It says, we pray that you might be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of His glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearing with joy.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
They start worrying and fretting right then. You don't get upset about it. If you feel you're going to need to make some more plans, but don't fret. Just go make your plans. That's why I say all that worrying and fretting is wasteless, because it's not productive. Doesn't do anything. Again, I'm going to read that one more time and amplify it and finish reading it this time. It says, we pray that you might be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of His glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearing with joy. Now turn to James 1. James 1, go to the right there a little bit more. Hebrews and James. James 1. And let's look at verses 1 and 2. James 1, 1 and 2. We got to reclaim that power when you're going through difficult days. The way to cope with a difficult day is recall God's promises, receive God's peace, reclaim God's right. This is another one of those foundational messages that you need to commit to memory, because everybody's got to face these some of the time. And we had to remember how to get out of them. It's like the five D's: discipline, dedication, determination, dependability, diligence. It's those five. You have to remember those five. Those are the things that keep you going. That stuff keeps you going. And when the devil tries to start some mess, you need to come back to this and already know that and just be there, and then you're able to do it. So if you're not encouraged, you're discouraged, what you need to do? Encourage yourself. Build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making merriment in your heart. Let the joy of the Lord become your strength. You don't get sad and be like, oh, what's wrong? I'm discouraged. I guess you are. You're sad. Yeah, but well, you, pretty much I look at people like, well, why do you choose to be sad? Well, Satan got them so deceived, they think they got no choice. You choose your emotional mood. Well, you don't understand. Well, you choose to put that interpretation on what you saw that you think made you feel that way. You chose it. No, they did that to me. Nobody did anything to you. They don't like me. Who said they have to? When you stop and think, it's all your interpretation. You feel what you choose to feel. Although you don't think you chose to feel it because you made the interpretation on what made you feel that way. Getting quiet, stepping on some toes again. Well, Pastor Cookie, I didn't choose this. Okay, pointing at somebody now, so I guess that's why it's getting quiet. People are like, ooh, I did, didn't I? Yes, you did. Because if you know the word, and Satan has somebody do a little something in your life, if he have them do a whole lot in your life, you can still look at it like, look at the pretty lights. It doesn't have to be anything that has anything to do with you. Ooh, that person's having a bad day. They're not going to have a lot of joy being like that. And they could have just cursed you out, called you evil, ugly, everything else. And you say, they're not going to have a nice day talking like that. I'm so glad I'm not one of those people like that. They must be hurting. Let me pray for them. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee. You can't not submit yourself to God by thinking on good things. As long as you want to think on the problem, meditate the problem, you're not submit to God, so the devil ain't fleeing nowhere, no matter what you say or do. Until you submit yourself to the word of God, ain't no use resisting the devil, because he's still not going to flee. He's going to say, I got the right to stay there because you keep inviting me on what you choose to think. I tried to leave and you just keep thinking negative, so I stayed with you. You know, it's almost like that. You have more authority and power than you think you have over your situation in life. The man ain't stopping you. You stopped. And you'll never win when you stop saying there be hurdles on the hurdle field. You remember that one from Wednesday night a few months ago? Life is a bunch of hurdles. And you get disqualified if you're trying to remove the hurdle. You ought to learn the hurdle better. And when the hurdles in life come, you just go, Put that one leg up, bring that other one up behind it. I love it. You see hurdlers and they run. You see those real good hurdlers. We used to watch the track sometimes. It's just motion. Guys running, just that's all you see is just. I mean, it's almost like a hurdle's not there because they take it in stride. They don't even like, oh, you know, like we'll run up to hurdle and stop and we'll be like. And you see people going through life and you can tell when they climb the hurdle because they done stop running. And some people just run up to the hurdle and be like, who put that there? I can't finish the race. Who put all these things out here blocking my success? You know, I'd win in life if these people before the race didn't keep coming putting hurdles out here. Yeah, but it's a hurdle race. That's what life is. Life is a string of hurdles. And the only one who wins is the one who learns to hurdle, not the ones who sit there and talk about, you know, I'd win if they just moved a hurdle. The man's put hurdles out in front of me. I'm trying to run my race in life, and I could win because I can see the finish line, other people going right by them. And see, they out ahead of me, and they got better than me. But just learn to jump the hurdle and keep going because life is not going to move the hurdles. Many are the hurdles of this life, but the Lord would deliver you over all of them when you practice. Many. Other hurdles. I ain't worried about no hurdles. That's life. Living is a hurdle. Shoot. Just, you know, ain't no peace till you die when it comes to just not having to deal with anything wrong. No peace till you get to heaven. This world is wicked. It's corrupt. There's going to be no peace. You have peace anyway, but there's always something out there that's opposition. Whether you're starting a business, whether you're trying to build a family, whether you're trying to keep your job, there's always some kind of opposition. Whether you just want to have peace in your mind, there's always some opposition to it, but there's nothing that can oppose you that you can't overcome if you just keep running. And if you're having problems in life, learn to hurdle better. Look at the word, and that way when you reach that thing, you'll see it coming. Because that's why the guys who are running, if they get off stride, they get on stride before they reach the hurdle. Like if they kind of trip a little bit and they see it coming, they prepare in advance. They go to church. They hear the word. They see it coming. Then as they approach it, they just say, with long life shall you satisfy me. The Lord causes me to prosper. And then they run through and say, that was a pretty good race today. I barely broke sweat. It's a good race today. And other people talk about it. Still staring, complaining, nagging. Or taking time every time they hit a hurdle to stop the blessing of God in life and spend days trying to get over a hurdle when all you got to do is learn the hurdle better. He who exercises his faith has strong faith when he reaches the hurdle. Because people have to climb the hurdle, get a step ladder out, climb the hurdle, reach back over, get the step ladder because they need it for the next hurdle. Those are people with weak faith. Their muscles are weak. Their faith muscle is weak. So they can't get over the hurdle. They have to stop and build their faith before they go over the hurdle. That's why I say if you have a constant influx of the Word of God.
Today's message has been titled Coping with Difficult Days, Part 3.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and operated business that rents deluxe RVs.